Baroque is a style of arts, architecture, sculpture, and music that is associated with the Catholic Counter-Reformation. Baroque flourished in Europe from the early 17th century until the 1740s. In the territories of Spanish and Portuguese empires, including the Iberian Peninsula, it continued together with new styles until the first decade of the 1800s. The Baroque style used contrast movements, exuberant detail, deep color, grandeur, and surprise to achieve a sense of awe. The style began at the start of the 17th century in Rome, then spread rapidly to France, northern Italy, Spain, and Portugal, then to Austria, southern Germany, and Russia. By the 1730s, it has evolved into an even more flamboyant style called Rocaille or Rococo, which appeared in France and Central Europe until the mid to late 18th century. Now let's learn about the term Baroque. The word Baroque comes from French word originated from the Portuguese term Barroco. The word Baroque was also associated with irregular pearls before the 18th century. The French Baroque and Portuguese Barroco were terms often associated with jewelry. An alternative derivation of the word Baroque points to the name of the Italian painter Federico Barozzi. Baroque painting was a reflection of the profound political and cultural changes then emerging across Europe. Baroque painting coincided, broadly speaking, with the 17th century, although in some areas, notably Germany, some of its achievements did not occur until the 18th century. Although the term embraced a bewildering variety of styles, it was typically characterized by two things: a sense of grandeur and an overt emotional content. It was through these two elements that Baroque painters sought to evoke emotional states in the viewer by appealing to the senses, often in dramatic ways. Why were they appealing to viewers in this way? Because life in 17th century Europe had suddenly become a competition between two powerful forces. The Baroque painting was also influenced by the general widening of human intellectual horizons, triggered by developments in science and geographical explorations of the globe. These two factors produced a new sense both of human insignificance and the mysterious complexity of the natural world. Thus, in the landscape painting of the period, we see humans often portrayed as tiny figures in a vast natural setting. Let's discover the famous Baroque painters. First of all, Caravaggio. Probably he's the most famous Baroque artist. Michelangelo Merisi, known as Caravaggio from the name of the small town where he was born. Although his work has been more attacked by some critics than appreciated, there's no doubt that he marked the beginning of a new epoch. At the time of Caravaggio, fine art painting had fully attained the objectives that it had been set 2 centuries before. His paintings show sturdy peasants, innkeepers, and gamblers, and though they might sometimes be dressed as saints, apostles, and fathers of the church, they represented reality in its most crude and harsh aspect. This was in itself a break with Renaissance art, with its aristocratic figures and idealized surroundings. The most important aspect of Baroque painting was not, however, what was represented, but how it was represented. The painting was not lit uniformly, but in patches, details struck by bright, intense light alternated with areas of dark shadow. His paintings indicated the important elements of the composition. It was a dramatic, violent, tormented style of painting, eminently suited to an age of strong aesthetic contrasts, as the Baroque period was. One of his representative work is the Entombment of the Christ. The painting consists of a tightly compact, figurative group consisting of six people, including the dead Christ. The upper half of the Christ's body is being supported by John the Evangelist in the red cloak, his right hand inadvertently fingering Christ's stab wounds. The lower half is carried supportedly by Saint Nicodemus, who traditionally removed the nails from the Christ's feet on the cross. The other painter is Rembrandt. He was a Dutch draftsman, painter, and printmaker. Unlike most Dutch masters of the 17th century, Rembrandt's works depict a wide range of style and subject matter, from portraits and self-portraits to landscapes, genre scenes, allegorical and historical scenes, and biblical and mythological themes, as well as animal studies. Rembrandt's portraits of his contemporaries, self-portraits, and illustrations of scenes from the Bible are regarded as his greatest creative triumphs. His self-portraits form a unique and intimate biography in which the artist surveyed himself without vanity and with the utmost sincerity. Rembrandt's foremost contribution to the history of printmaking was his transformation of the etching process of a relatively new productive technique into a true art form. His most representative work is The Storm of the Sea of Galilee. The painting is Rembrandt's only work with a maritime scene. The painting depicts a sailboat being tossed about on the Sea of Galilee. Much of the painting was dark, menacing color. The front of the boat is at the crest of a wave that is breaking over the side. Jesus is depicted sitting in the rear of the boat, with one of the apostles seemingly imploring him to do something. Another apostle is depicted leaning over the side of the boat, retching. This is an element of mystery, in that there are 14 people in the painting. Many experts believe the artist included a self-portrait in the composition. His other famous work is The Polished Nobleman. The portrait represents a man estimated by some to be 45 years of age, standing turned to the viewer's right, looking at the viewer with a commanding expression. In his uplifted right hand, he holds a baton with a golden cap. He has a thick mustache and wears a high fur cap on which there's a golden chain with precious stones and a coat of arms in the center. He's wearing a reddish brown mantle with a broad fur collar, and over it, a heavy gold chain from which the order of three horsetails set in rich pendants hangs on his right shoulder, a full light from the left tails on the right side of his face. The background is brownish gray. Thank you.